mean, obviously, if you don't have that arm strength, you can't do certain things. Fortunately, he has enough arm strength that he can make all the throws. A lot of it is obviously mechanically. He does a good job using his body and involving his legs and all the mechanical, biomechanical things that you have to do. It would be very boring if I went through them for you here, but I mean, he does do those things well. He's very efficient in his body movement, and that enables him to throw the ball as well as he does. You know, he took great offense when I said he still looked pale to me. He said, well, it's the winter. It's the winter, Coach. Of course I look pale, but he did look a little pale. No, we did everything with him. We maybe slowed down a couple of the drills in between our work sessions, you know, where the defense is up and normally we're doing a lot of drills. We did a couple. We didn't do quite as many. But for the most part, he participated in everything, did everything that we normally do. That's a great question. The most comforting thing is the fact that I think he's been through it with us. He knows what we're looking for. He understands, based on this coverage, where we'd like the ball to go. He's not going to be overwhelmed by the, you know, by what's going on. I think he's been through it enough times. We've had enough success with it that he's plays very confidently. I don't think this situation overwhelms him, and I think he has a very profound understanding of what we're trying to do offensively.
And what do you observe about his focus during the week of a big game?
You know, it's funny. You get asked all these things about, have you seen this, that, and the other thing. To be honest with you, he's essentially the same. If there's one defining characteristic since I've known him, this is our eighth year together, is that he's always going to be prepared. He's always going to work hard. He never seems like the moment is too big for him, whether it went well or it didn't go well. I don't see anything different in his preparation or in the way he acts or conducts himself on the practice field or the way he is. You know, when we point something out, it's not like, oh, you know, and, you know, he's just kind of very, very calm, very poised, and very confident that, you know, that things are going to turn out well. And I think it's based on the fact that we've been through a lot and the fact that he knows he's done the preparation necessary to give himself the best chance. You had to bring that one up. Well, no, I've seen him upset many times. I think he does a great job of masking and camouflaging and not allowing people to see that he's disappointed in something, either something we've done or something he has done himself. That game, there's no question they frustrated him. He was very early on in his development, and they were very good defensively, and they got to a point where they were actually toying with, you know, trying to make a mic declaration, and they're moving around and yelling out numbers and doing all the things that, you know, a veteran defense could do to a young quarterback. Well, they put him through the paces on that one, and, you know, it's part of the growth process. It's painful while you're going through it. It was painful for all of us because then you saw Kurt Warner went in and we went right down the field and scored a couple times. But it's all part of the growth that's taking place, and so he's been through so much now, and we've seen so much that I think – you know, it would take a lot to unnerve him now. I mean, it doesn't mean that people aren't going to do something that surprises us. People always do things that are a little differently than you prepared for. But he has a great grasp of what our concepts are. And that's what I always talk about with our players. You know, don't just memorize the play. Understand what the underlying concept is so that when they make an adjustment that we haven't seen, we can easily adapt to it. We know immediately what we want to do. He has that command. And, you know, that's the thing that's enjoyable. I think he has mentioned that a few times, is that we've been through so much that we can do things that weren't in our game plan. I can, you know, hey, we're going to do this. This is why. And he has an immediate command. And the receivers have been through it enough, even though they're young. They've heard it, you know, so many times that they respond usually very quickly. I think just because you see this big, powerful man, and if he's not running over somebody every snap, then people are almost disappointed. Well, unfortunately, the people he's going against are big, strong men, powerful men as well. And, you know, I think once he gets going, as you've seen, I'm not sure there's many people that like to get in his way. It takes him, as it does any back, an opportunity to get his feet underneath him and get through the hole. But once he gets going, he's he's really, and I mean this in a positive way, a freak of nature. I mean, he's to be that big and powerful and to run as fast as he does, there's not many people that have that combination. So when he is in the open space, you see people shying out of the way. Well, if you're expecting that every snap, until you get by the line of scrimmage, those guys are 300-plus pounds. They're bigger than he is, too. And so he does, and plus, he hasn't had a chance to build up much momentum. But once he gets going, he's a powerful guy. That is a great question because there has been a lot of flux. I'd say, you know, Pat Flaherty, our offensive line coach, is the thing I count on and depend on because he's done a terrific job of melding together all the different components. And, you know, through the starting point where we had two different starters playing different positions and then through the loss of, you know, through injuries, you know, the William Beatty and what have you. I think he's done a great job of getting ready to play a couple of guys that maybe people didn't think were going to be good enough, and he's done a terrific job with that. Plus, I think there's a residual work ethic or character about that group in and of themselves. You know, the Chris Snees that, you know, they're just blue collar, hard nosed. You know, let's go to work, and they're never going to be, you know, they're never looking to be quoted or standing up here in front of the podium, but they're just going to work and rolling up their sleeves every day. Well, that rubs off on everybody, and I think that becomes characteristic of the group that's in there. If not, you kind of get weeded out, and I think, you know, you see a guy like Kevin Booth that's playing tremendous football for us now. I'm not sure how many people thought that he could be a starter, much less a very, very good starter, which he's become for us. So I think there's a work ethic that defines them. I think it's rubbed off on a lot of the guys. And I think that if there's one quality that I would say that has probably been the catalyst to those guys with all the changing parts, it's probably that one.
Back to training camp for preseason, what were realistic expectations?
Well, I think as we've talked about before, you know, I always thought that he had the chance to be an effective slot. I thought that there was enough quickness, there was enough strength. I thought he obviously ran the ball after the catch pretty well. So you were hopeful. You were hopeful. What was realistic? I was hoping that he would be good enough that we could continue to perform as an offense. That position for us has been an integral part, an indispensable part. If you don't have that position, when Steve Smith went down last year, we went from 5 or 6 game stretch where we were as good as we've ever been to, you know, all of a sudden we're floundering and struggling a little bit. So I thought he could come in and give us, a viable contributor at that spot. Did I think he could become a dominant player 1 year out? There's so many things that happen in that slot as opposed to being an outside receiver. No, anybody that says that they projected that is lying to you. No one knew that was going to happen. But he's played above and beyond what we thought he could do. Not that physically he couldn't, but could he mentally absorb that quickly? But he's in there all the time. You know, Sean Ryan did a tremendous job. People don't realize that before the lockout happened last year, he made up every day. Every day he was in there an hour and a half with Sean Ryan, working with him, trying to make up for the fact that he was on injured reserve and didn't get any of that preparation the year before. So though he was not a rookie, really he was a rookie. And so I think his hard work, the quality of job that was done by Sean, and the continued work that we've done as coaches, that the guy has progressed, and now you get a chance to see him showcase his physical ability, which we kind of knew he could run and catch the ball and do some things for us. And, of course, he's made some great plays. He's more of a listener, you know. He's there to make sure I don't veer too far off the reservation and throw the ball 65 times in a game or something like that. But he's there to listen. He'll sit in on all our meetings as we're presenting stuff, and you know he's not there on first and second down. But like when I come in third down and we organize what we're going to do on that, he'll come in and sit in on that. So he's a great listener, and he's a good football coach, and so if there's something that's totally out of bounds, he'll may voice a concern, and we'll look at it and see if it is a concern that needs to be adjusted or addressed, or you know what, we think it's going to work, and we just go with it.
Given the
options,
now considering how
dangerous
you guys have become, particularly a deep play threat, do you think this is the best job you've ever done as an offensive coordinator?
I'd rather let you answer that than me. Let me just say, I'm very proud of the guys that I work with. There's no question. I mean, we started with five new guys, and then we've had all the injuries and the youth and the guys that haven't played and some of the things that we ask them to do, because we ask, you don't just in our offense go out and run a 12-yard curl or a 10-yard in cut. We ask them to read a lot of things. We put a lot of pressure on receivers to see things as a quarterback would. It's very difficult as a coach to get those things coordinated. So to see them grow like that, obviously, what are you called? You're a teacher. So when you're a teacher and you can see your pupils getting better and feel like you contributed, you feel very, you know, you're very proud of their growth and development. So you feel, hey, maybe I helped them a little bit. So, yeah, I'm very, very proud of the job our coaching staff has done. I couldn't hear it. I'm sorry. Yep. Well, I think our guys recognize that they're a terrific group, especially, well, that would be minimizing the quality of their secondary, which I think is excellent too, but they are an unbelievable front and they do a great job. I think our guys are looking forward to the challenge. We just say, hey, if we're as good as we think we are, then we're going to have an opportunity to prove it, and we're going to prove it against an unbelievable defensive unit. And I think, to be quite candid, our guys are kind of looking forward to it. Okay, thank you.